The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Tuesday afternoon, August 31st. The President of the United States is speaking to the American public about an hour after he was supposed to, which, and again, I don't want to be overly critical, but this is becoming a trend. He announces that he's going to speak, and it's an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours later. You know, there's the old adage: what's the first thing you do to get yourself out of a hole? Stop digging. I was able to listen to just a little bit of his speech before we went on the air. As I said, he is continuing to speak, and the little bit that I heard, and again, I want to emphasize, I heard just a little bit, he is digging himself into a deeper and deeper hole. He announced that it was good news that 90% of Americans in Afghanistan who wanted to leave could. That's good news that we left behind 10% of Americans who wanted to leave and we abandoned them. Now he thinks that's good news. We got 90% out. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? What if your family was in the 10%? What if it was your daughter and son-in-law, son and daughter-in-law, your grandchildren were in the 10% who are stranded, could be captured by the Taliban? I don't think he's not helping himself at all. We'll talk more about that later. I am amazed at the mainstream media. The Washington Post, the second day in a row, has issued, well, yesterday it was a scathing investigative report about things behind the scenes that are jaw-dropping. I read at length to you from that investigative report. And today, a scathing editorial putting the full blame on the chaos of the withdrawal on President Biden. This is the Washington Post. This is the left, far left-leaning Washington Post, putting the full blame President Biden, and they went so far as to say that America's role in this debacle was completely immoral. Pretty strong language from the Washington Post. Anyway, we will we'll discuss a little more of that later. But as I said, the president is speaking, and he is assuring us the people that are still trapped in Afghanistan, don't worry. The Taliban are really nice people. We made deals with them. They've made promises to us. We don't need to worry. From the very beginning of this debacle, President Joe Biden has heaped praise on the Taliban. He's called the Afghan army a bunch of cowards, threw them completely under the bus. But the terrorists are arch enemies. He's heaped wonderful praise. These are good people. They helped us. Oh, my goodness. All right. That's enough. We'll come back to that a little later. How about some really good news? The state of Texas will be the very first state in America to enforce a law banning abortions once an unborn baby's heartbeat is detectable. Several states around the country, and I don't remember how many, I think it's, I could be totally wrong, but I think it's around 14 states have passed heartbeat bills, signed them into law. Ohio was one of them. Governor Mike DeWine did sign into law a heartbeat bill here. But in every one of those states, including Ohio, almost immediately a federal judge has said, no, you can't enforce it because of Roe v. Wade. And it could be found unconstitutional, so I'm going to place a stay, an injunction, so that it can't be put, so that it can't be enforced until now. Yesterday, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals canceled a hearing on the lawsuit to block Texas heartbeat bill. Quote, "That means at last, for at least for now, the law will go into effect as planned tomorrow. What would be the impact? Up to 100 babies could be saved from abortion every single day. This will basically shut down abortion in the state of Texas. Now, it is very possible that Planned Parenthood and some other abortion providers will take this to a higher court. We could see this, but right now, the heartbeat bill of Texas will be the first heartbeat bill in America to be put in place and to be enforced. Again, beginning tomorrow." That is indeed good news. Quote, "Earlier this summer, a group of more than 20 abortion practitioners, including Planned Parenthood and Whole Woman's Health, filed a lawsuit asking the court to block the law from going into effect. That hearing was scheduled for yesterday before a federal district judge. But the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals denied the group's request and canceled the hearing. Planned Parenthood has said grudgingly, if the law does go into effect, we will honor it." I want you to think about that. All of the folks in Ohio and across America that have fought so hard for heartbeat bills, including the pro-life leaders here in the state of Ohio. I mean, thousands of pro-life leaders here in the state of Ohio fought long and hard for the heartbeat bill. Finally, one of those heartbeat bills will actually go into effect. I started to say become law. It has become law all over America, but federal judges have blocked the law from going into effect. Texas will be the first. Now, ultimately, this all is going to end up before the Supreme Court, and what happens there is pretty unpredictable. The hopes of Roe v. Wade being overturned are better now than they have been in, well, at least 20 years. No assurance. But the hopes of Roe v. Wade being overturned are better now, primarily because of Donald Trump and the Supreme Court justices that he appointed. It looks like Roe v. Wade is going to be decided sooner rather than later. But anyway, good news out of Texas. When we come back, some good news here in Ohio because of action taken by our Attorney General Dave Yost.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Wow. I got to listen to about 4.5 minutes of the president's continuing speech from the White House, and he continues. And he is a hero, according to himself. There is not a scintilla of sorrow, contrition, admission of any fault or failure, none. He is angry. He is resolute. I did the right thing. I don't care what anybody else says. The arrogance is staggering. He is absolutely defiant. He is totally, completely convinced that his actions in the withdrawal and how it was handled makes him a hero. I don't think, I could be wrong. I don't think his speech is going to be received well by anyone except those that are just diehard Biden supporters that, you know, I mean, Trump had people like that. Trump had supporters. They didn't care what he did. They didn't care what he said. They were unconditional supporters, no matter what. Absolute blind obedience. Dangerous stuff for anyone. It was dangerous for Trump supporters to be blindly loyal. It was dangerous. And I've known a lot of those people. And again, I overwhelmingly supported President Trump most of the time. But it was never blindly loyal. Only those that are unthinking, blindly loyal to Joe Biden will be impressed with his speech, at least in my opinion. We'll see how the news media spins it, but this is not the tone you would expect. And, as usual, he walks away from the podium and accepts no questions whatsoever. And the bizarre thing, he's walking alone down a long hallway. As he leaves, he puts on a mask. What? He put on a mask. And I wasn't planning on saying anything about Afghanistan anymore in this hour, but the president just finished his speech, walked away without taking any questions from the press, which has become typical. And we're now learning, here's breaking news from Yahoo. And Yahoo certainly is not right wing. Yahoo News, in fact, if anything, Yahoo News slants quite a bit to the left. They're reporting that the drone that killed 10 innocent civilians that was supposedly aimed at an ISIS planner, Yahoo is implying it was an error. It was an errant drone. They are implying that it hit this car filled with innocent civilians and several little children killed, that it was a mistake. That could explain, and again, Yahoo News is reporting this, that could explain why we have not gotten the name of the two planners that supposedly were killed in this drone attack. Because if you follow the news at all on these kind of things, they usually give you the name. Well, we attacked Mohammed da-da-da-da-da-da because he was one of the planners. And they actually give you the name of the terrorist that was killed in the drone attack or, you know, whatever. And several news organizations have reported, it's a little strange that the U.S. military has not given out the name of who they attacked. Well, again, Yahoo News is implying it was a mistake. It was the drone did not hit its intended target. And it is implying that there were no terrorists killed at all. And all of the fatalities were just innocent civilians. If that is true, just another incredibly tragic outcome of this administration's handling of the events in Afghanistan. Will the mainstream media pick this up? I would certainly hope so and investigate. We need to know the truth. We need to know the truth. All right, quick break. We'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.